This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Children are often the unseen victims of drug raids. When both parents in a household are arrested, as often happens with methamphetamine labs, any kids there become the responsibility of Child Protective Services. And sometimes, says Nick Honey, director of the Family, Youth, and Children's Division of Sonoma County Human Services, they get advance notice and are standing by when the arrests are made.
We actually have a protocol with the Narcotics Task Force, if they're going to do a drug bust, to let us know ahead of time so we can be prepared and ready to go. And then on the day of the situation, we're standing by with car seats and so forth. We work with the local law enforcement agency to make sure the kids are safe.
What happens next depends in part on the age of the child.
Any child 6 or under, we, if at all possible, put them in an emergency foster home. And we try and keep sibling groups together. And then for older children, they go to the Valley of the Moon Children's Home.
Kids who are in school are able to continue in their same classroom as much as possible, Honey says. And the goal is to eventually reunite the family, although the success rate in doing so is not high.
Our reunification rate within the 12-month period is about 40%. We work pretty hard to help parents get free of addiction, but with methamphetamines, the recovery time is longer, so that 12-month cutoff is sometimes a little bit premature in terms of us being safely able to return children. So we also reunify children beyond that date.
And Honey notes that reunification is especially difficult in cases involving meth.
We did a meth report because methamphetamines is the most prevalently used drug in Sonoma County. And we discovered what we thought we already knew, which is about half, 49% of our children that are in our system are there because of meth abuse in a parent figure.
When an extended separation from the parents is anticipated, Honey says, his department looks for a possible long-term placement with another family member or relative.
If they're incarcerated for an extended period, say 5 years, reunification won't happen, and so we move to place the children in a permanent situation. Hopefully to be adopted by a family member would be the ideal.
But all that unfolds over time. When the arrests occur and the need for foster care is immediate and often comes without warning, Honey's department has developed a small but critical group of emergency caregivers.
We actually have a pool of highly professional, dedicated foster parents that will take direct placements from law enforcement. So instead of having to go through some kind of a clearinghouse, if you will, they go straight from law enforcement to an emergency foster home. And it's extraordinary the work that they do.
We'll talk with one of them, who specializes in taking in infants less than a year old, on tomorrow's program. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.